You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They had never seen before, which they also thought were supernatural. So they saw someone that looked like Michael Rockefeller. They might keep him thinking that he also was imbued with these supernatural properties.
Okay.
And they also built some of the natives to this part of the world, they constructed these sort of shrines and things in order to beckon back this magic in the form of planes dropping supplies, which they thought was magic. So they built like replica airplanes and all sorts of talismans and things in order to try and beckon this back, because again, in their belief system, this was a supernatural event.
Right.
And their whole world is imbued with that. That's among the things that makes this film, for me, compelling viewing.
What kind of footage did they use, historical footage, to convey this story, or is it mostly interviews?
It's interviews. It's also in 69 when the magazine editor, it's color footage, and he went to these remote parts of New Guinea looking for them. So it's interviews. It's also footage of the indigenous people there, which is remarkable in and of itself to me. So all of these things, you know, as I said, make it worth a look.
Cool. All right. Very good. All right. We got two good ones, and we're kind of split on Mordecai there. So we'll let you leave that up to your own, or you might wait for it to come on DVD or a stream at some point. But
you are free to do as free. Always as you choose.
Use Mike's advice for your efficient cinematic use of your dollars. So there you go. And time. All right, sir. Appreciate it as always. Next week we got Love. So maybe you can give us some romantic movies.
Oh,
to
goodness.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be...
All right, yes.
Gonna be a tough one, but you'll work your way through it.
I'll bite the proverbial bullet and come up with something.
Very good. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a
good
weekend.
Bye bye.
Michael Leary, Mike of the Movies, giving me some independent films, and we're trying to do a little bit of back and forth there on Mordecai. So that's pretty cool. It's 8:59. Gonna take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Dozens of Jordanian fighter jets bombed training centers and weapons sites today in Syria and Iraq. AP correspondent Karen Loeb reports Jordan's King Abdullah is vowing to hit back at Islamic militants.
The king says that this is a war.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Ryan Williams will be facing disciplinary action after it was revealed he falsely claimed he had been in a helicopter that was hit by a grenade during the Iraq War. Stars and Stripes senior managing editor Robert Reed says Brian Williams' reputation has taken a hit.
I don't think it's any secret that social media has been full of calls for his resignation. I can't necessarily say that that's an opinion that's shared by, you know, a disproportionately high number of soldiers, but there's a lot of disappointment about loss of credibility.
New Yorker Ben Katzman says it's surprising to learn that Williams fabricated a story.
To make something like that up in a situation where there's war, if he's already over there, I don't know, that's brave enough.
Williams apologized and said it wasn't intentional. Senate Democrats have blocked action for a third time on legislation to fund the Homeland Security Department and overturn President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Homeland Security funding is set to lapse on February 27th. This is USA. Health officials say five children under the age of one who attended the same suburban Chicago daycare have been diagnosed with measles. Cook County's health officer, Dr. Terry Mason, says it's not surprising.
Remember, we're talking about a very highly contagious disease, one that it's already present in 14 states around the United States, one that is particularly threatening for those people who have not been vaccinated.
Officials say it is not clear if the cases are linked to the outbreak that started at Disneyland or to another one in Chicago confirmed last month. Civil liberties lawyers are urging a New York judge to reverse the Staten Island District Attorney's attempt to keep secret the grand jury testimony concerning the videotaped police chokehold death of an unarmed black man. The head of the New York Civil Liberties Union argued that the case needs transparency. Cybersecurity experts say the hacking against a health insurance database could be a sign hackers have shifted their focus away from retailers. The nation's second largest insurer, Anthem, says the information of 80 million people has been breached. An Army veteran has been charged with threatening to shoot his wife and other people at the U.S. Capitol. 33-year-old Michael Bogoslavsky told investigators he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was arrested Monday after authorities say he told his wife over the phone and via text that he planned to shoot her and other people who got in his way. His wife is a Senate staffer and was working on Capitol Hill at the time. Authorities seized guns from his house in Cheverly, Maryland. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio. News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. 6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather, it's 12 degrees right now in Flemington, clear skies, 7-mile-an-hour winds. Today is February 6, 2015. It is Friday. Thank you, TGIF. A mix of clouds and sun today, a high of 28, winds west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear and a low of 17, winds light and variable tonight. Cloudy and a high of 39 tomorrow, winds light and variable. Sunday, cloudy skies and a high of 45. That is a significant change from what we were forecasting yesterday. Along with Sunday night, winds light and variable, steady light rain, a high of 32. Light rain followed by wintry mix of precipitation on Monday with a high of 36, chance of precipitation 80%. So we've lost all of that snow accumulation that we're talked about. Doesn't mean it's not coming back. Keep an eye on it. But right now, the forecast is getting much more positive. Some clouds in the morning on Tuesday will give way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon, a high of 38. And partly cloudy skies during the morning hours on Wednesday will become overcast in the afternoon, a high of 33. It is 15 in Tewksbury, 14 in Lebanon, 12 in Alexandria, 16 in Ringos, and 15 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunter, in the Tongue Chamber Radio weather.
Told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. It seems to me when I die these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. Story of my life, I'll take a hold. I'll drive all night to keep her warm inside. It's frozen. Story of my life.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.com. We're here in Flemington. Had Mike at the movies on. We're going to have Joe Patton on at 9:15. Chat about the markets. And I just had a little announcement here about the jobs report. So we'll talk with Joe about that as well. Before we get there, though, I got a couple more things to do. One of them is traffic. Let's find out what is going on our Hunter County roads. Checking HRTTMA.com, still have nothing. No alerts, no accidents, no incidents, no construction, no bridges closed. It's all quiet right now, and that's good. And given what's the forecast is changing over the next couple of hours for Sunday night into Monday, we seem to be doing okay with that as well. So just plan your commute for Sunday and Monday. It could change, so be prepared for it rather than having to do it ad hoc when you get there. That's it. Good morning on Hunter and Chamber Radio traffic. All right, it's time for a little history from history.com. Let's see what's going on for February 6th, 2015. The lead story happened in 1952. On this day, after a long illness, King George VI of Great Britain and Northern Ireland dies in his sleep at the royal estate at Sandringham. Princess Elizabeth, the oldest of the king's two daughters and next in line to succeed him, was in Kenya at the time of her father's death. She was crowned Queen Elizabeth II on June 2, 1953, at the age of 27. In 2009, on this day, the Honda Insight, billed as the world's first affordable hybrid, goes on sale in Japan. Honda took some 18,000 orders for the car within the first 3 weeks, pushing Toyota's Prius, known as the world's first mass-produced hybrid vehicle, out of the top 10 selling cars for the month, according to a March 2009 report in the New York Times. As part of the Cold War in 1985, in the State of the Union address, President Ronald Reagan defines some of the key concepts of his foreign policy, establishing what comes to be known as the Reagan Doctrine. The doctrine served as the foundation for the Reagan administration's support of freedom fighters around the globe. Man, we are in serious need of that right now. In 1998, a judge reinstates the suspended sentence of school teacher Mary Kay Luttner and sends her back to prison for 7 years after she is caught violating a no-contact order with her former student, Vili Falu, when she is found in a vehicle with the boy. Latournu first met Falu when she was teacher at Shorewood Elementary School in the Seattle suburb of Burien, Washington, and he was a second grader. During the summer of 1996, Latournu, then 34 and a married mother of four, began a sexual relationship with her former sixth grade student, who was then 12. Wow. In 1820, the first organized immigration of freed slaves to Africa from the United States departs New York Harbor on a journey to Freetown, Sierra Leone, in West Africa. The immigration was largely the work of American Colonization Society, a U.S. organization founded in 1816 by Robert Finley to return freed American slaves to Africa. However, the expedition was also partially funded by the U.S. Congress, which in 1819 had appropriated $100,000 to be used in returning displaced Africans, illegally brought to the United States after the abolishment of the slave trade in 1808 in Africa. In 1928, a woman called herself Anastasia Tchaikovsky and claimed to be the youngest daughter of the murdered Tsar of Russia, arrives in New York City. She held a press conference on the liner Berengaria, explaining she was here to have her jaw reset. It was broken, she alleged, by a Bolshevik soldier during her narrow escape from the execution of her family at Aschaffenburg, Russia. In July 1918, Tchaikovsky was welcomed to New York by Gleb Botkin, the son of the Romanov family doctor, who was executed along with his patients in 1918. Botkin called her Your Highness and claimed that she was without doubt the Grand Duchess Anastasia, and whom she had played as a child. And it turns out, I guess, that was all true. At some point, they did a DNA test and everything, and it all worked out to be exactly as explained. In 1937, John Steinbeck's novel of Mice and Men, the story of the bond between two migrant workers, was published. He adapted the book into a three-act play, which was produced the same year. The story brought national attention to Steinbeck's work, which had started to catch on in 1935 with the publication of the first successful novel, Tortilla Flat. In the Old West, in 1891, the members of the Dalton Gang stage an unsuccessful train robbery near Ala, California, an unauspicious beginning to their careers as serious criminals. And in sports on this day, a sad day, in 1993, tennis champion Arthur Ashe, the only African-American man to win Wimbledon in the U.S. and Australian Opens, dies of complications from AIDS at age 49 in New York City. Ashe's body later laid in state at the governor's mansion in Richmond, Virginia, where thousands of people lined up to pay their respects to the groundbreaking athlete and social activist. That is Today in History from History.com for February 6th, 2015. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HuntingJimRadio.com.
Imagine an eye unruled by man-made laws of perspective, an eye unprejudiced by compositional logic, an eye which does not respond to the name of everything, but which must know each object encountered in life through an adventure of perception. How many colors are there in a field of grass to the crawling baby unaware of green? How many rainbows can light create for the untutored eye? How aware of variations in heat waves can that eye be? Imagine a world alive with incomprehensible objects and shimmering with an endless variety of movement and innumerable gradations of color. Imagine a world before the beginning was the word.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, it's time for the investment update with Mr. Joe Patton from Patton Honey and Associates.
And
here's the music. There's the ominous tones of money from Pink Floyd that you so aptly picked. So,
but
good morning, sir.
Not so ominous today. We had a wonderful jobs report. No, I'm not being facetious. I actually thought the numbers were pretty good, primarily because even though we had a tick up in the unemployment rate, it's a headline, right? And you know how I feel about headlines.
I know how you feel.
Generally, that's the function of a very, very poor labor participation rate. But in this case, our participation rate actually increased to 62.9%. So that's the highest it's been for a while, which is a good thing. And on top of that, we actually saw a 0.5% increase in wages.
Nice.
So that's nice as well. That's, I guess, the best we've seen since about November of 2008. So a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain too much. I mean, yeah, of course, the U6 number actually rose to 11.3%. And that's really what the, you know, what most people consider the true unemployment rate.
Can you explain what the U6 number is?
Yeah, I mean, that includes, that's the total that you see in the headline number plus the marginally employed contract workers, yada, 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 the part-time people.
Right.
And those who really are looking for jobs but have temporarily stepped out of the labor force, which is why that labor participation rate is important.
Right.
So it really takes into account virtually everyone as opposed to the cherry picking that the government normally does.
Yeah. It's interesting you bring this up because I saw an article yesterday and it's I'm starting to see more of these. Now that the unemployment rate, the headline employment rate, has been floating around 5.6, the media has started to catch on, or a certain aspect of the media has started to catch on, that it's not being reported properly, which is something you've been yelling about for like 3 years. So I don't know if you're getting their ear or they just they're getting tired of seeing the
games?
Yeah, the game is being played.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of both, but primarily because, you know, we are now into the final turn for the current presidency, and they are not cozying up for fear that the next person in office may look at that, you know, badly. I mean, they may say, well, gee, you know, this is what you did, and you were fudging numbers, and you weren't holding their feet to the fire, so we're not going to take you seriously, and we're not going to give you access. So they're trying to get back to you know, an even playing field.
Okay. Well, I thought it was interesting that, you know, it was being brought out now to be talking about it, and it's like we got through the real crisis, and now, we're starting to complain about a lot of the nuances.
Yeah, Chris, the people in the media, especially on the financial side, they all have an agenda. These are not idiots. They're very, very bright, extremely bright people, articulate, well thought out, and everything that they do is for a purpose.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not an accident that they've chosen to ignore reality all of these years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Okay.
But, you know, we have other fish to fry, you know, whether it be, you know, the president and the administration refusing to, you know, talk about Islamic terrorists, or, you know, they won't use the right phrase. I mean, and quite frankly, if you don't name your enemy, how do you know what the enemy is supposed to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, an economic impact as a result of that uncertainty. And whenever the markets see uncertainty, that's never a good thing. You know, we
right.
don't know what direction they're going to take. Are we going to put boots on the ground? Is that going to have an effect? Is it going to strengthen the dollar more? Is it going to continue to hurt our export numbers? Is it yada, 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 yada? So, yeah, you have to keep an eye on, you know, all of this, because, you know, every 10 minutes the direction seems to change and we don't quite know what they're going to do to us.
Well.
So, and that's why I spend so much time in front of my computer and gathering as much data as I can, because, you know, the picture keeps changing.
Yep.
So what do you got on tap for the weekend?
What do I got on tap? I'm going going down to Long Branch, going down to visit the guy I speak to on Fridays. We do the movies, so I'm going down there to chat with him a little bit and go out for a dinner or two, and that's about it.
That sounds good. Well, while you're down there, keep the Business Channel tuned in, and you'll hear all of the varying opinions about whether or not the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates in June.
And is it?
Well, if they're stupid, yeah, but they're not stupid people. Now, they may do it out of political expediency, another method of showing the country that, yes, indeed, we are recovering. We're doing so well out there, really. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, if all you have to do is turn on the television and see what's going on in Greece or Europe in general, and the
mm-hmm.
acrimony in the European Union, and the concern over whether or not quantitative easing by the European Central Bank is going to work, whether or not Vlad Putin truly has some degenerative brain disease, or, you know, there's all sorts of issues out there that, you know, creates expectations on the part of the media
mm-hmm.
vis-a-vis interest rate increases. And the fact of the matter is, it's not all that healthy globally. In fact, there's an expectation that globally interest rates will continue to fall. Plus, you're also looking at countries devaluing their currency. And
right.
we'll have to get around to that if we're going to compete in the global markets.
All
of this you need to pay attention to. And if you're going to raise interest rates, is that going to make it easier for us to compete?
No.
No.
But here's a question for you. I mean, really, if they raise the interest rates and they make that option to do it,
it'll be political.
It's going to be a quarter of a percentage point.
Doesn't matter.
How is that going
to
ruin?
They're going to call in all of their buddies in the media and say, "See, we're able to do this because things are so much better."
Right.
Just look at the job revisions. Just
right.
look at our current job reports.
Right.
Of course, we've reduced our GDP estimate for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to talk about that. Manufacturing numbers have been light for this past month. We don't want to talk about that. There's a lot of stuff out there that they choose to ignore, and they cherry-pick the good data, which really isn't as good as they'd have you believe, because we still have a record number of part-time people out there.
Yes.
And a lot of the increase in labor participation is not moving into a high-paying job. There's still, you know, and this is anecdotal on my part, based upon the clients that we talk to who've lost their jobs and have been reemployed over the last 5 years, there's about a 30% difference between the wages that were earned in 2007 and the wages that are being earned by the newly employed today.
Right.
That's hardly good news.
Right. But you're making $750 a year on gas right now. Come on.
And that's going to last as long as, you know, the Saudis and OPEC choose to attempt to punish
right.
the Iranians and Russia.
Right.
And, you know, as long as it takes for us to shut down our oil sands production here in North America, as well as a lot of our fracking. So,
mm-hmm.
there's a reason and there's an end game, and when that end is achieved, you will see oil prices go back.
Yep.
It's going to be a supply and demand issue. Look what happened with oil prices recently. You know, we were down, I think we went down under $45 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
In the futures, well, actually right now oil is priced at $52.32. That's up $1.84 this morning.
Right.
Why? Well, the reason it's up is because we still are dealing with the strike.
What strike?
And there's the concern that it's going to force us to eat through our oversupply of reserves and force prices up even faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it wouldn't take all that long. We're only talking a couple of months before oil prices would be spiking. But,
yep.
You know, and one has to wonder whether or not there's a strategy behind the timing of the strike.
Uh-huh.
You know me and conspiracy theories. It wouldn't have been an encouragement on the part of management to say, if you do this for us now, we'll do that for you later, would it?
That would be interesting. That's an that is almost a total reversal of the way unions started in the first place. That's pretty funny,
isn't it? Though,
all right. I would be remiss without asking you about good old Radio Shack. Let me ask you about that.
Oh, yes, Chapter 11.
Chapter 11.
Would you please put it out of its misery already?
I heard rumor that Amazon was looking at them. That happened?
I don't know, but. You know, have you been in a Radio Shack recently?
I have, and every time I go in there, I kick myself because it's only a matter of expediency. You go in there because you're looking for a particular.
Well, it's because you were at the place next door and you just happened.
No. It's because I needed a particular component that would solve an immediate technological problem for me, and I go in and I know I'm overpaying for it. I know I could wait another day and a half and get it for like 25% of what I'm paying for, but I just needed to, you know, it's that guy thing. I needed to get it done, you know.
Well, truth be told, and you know what a sensitive man I am, when I walk into Radio Shack, just this feeling of sadness just washes over me. I look at what goes on in there, and I long for the days when they were actually relevant.
All right. And well back last year, I'm going to bring back to yesteryear, they actually paid, what, $4 million for that 80s commercial? Remember that? Remember that?
Yeah, that worked.
Brought the WWF in and stuff like that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
They're still selling products from the 80s.
I know. And there they threw in $4 million for that, and it did nothing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it pleased the shareholders.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And all the people that they just put on notice that they're going to lose their job. So very good. So what are you doing for the weekend, Mr. Patton?
Well, I'm going to do what I always do. I go to the Health and Wellness Center in the morning on Saturday. I leave from there, do my chores, stop at the bank, stop at the mm-hmm. post office, come to the office, and immediately check in to see what's going on in the world, because there's always an event 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Something's happening somewhere.
Okay.
And we have a tendency to be a little bit, anal about it, in the sense that I just don't want to miss something that could have an effect on our clients.
Okay.
So, and besides, you know, I don't have a life. This is just what I do, and I love it.
Well, I know you have some of a life. It's just not during the winter. But I'm just gonna remind you that Valentine's Day is next Saturday, so you better get
the most hated holiday by the male species in the world. I'm telling you, and even for women, they look at it as something that, you know, stresses out their men. And quite frankly, they wish it was Valentine's Day every day. And for that one day, you actually treat them the way they want to be treated. I don't think it makes them happy, because it shouldn't be that special. Every day should be special for the one you
want. All right. Joe Patton, well, rallying.
I'm a sensitive.
He's rallying at night. All right, man. Nice job. You got that on tape. I'm going to send that to you as a Valentine's card later.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Liz would.
I'm going to send it right to Hallmark.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And I think I'm on with you next Tuesday as well. And the good news is that the weather has changed significantly, so it doesn't look like we're going to deal with Snowmageddon this weekend. So.
Oh, you mean the forecasters are wrong?
Yeah, how about that?
Has it? Yeah, it's amazing. It never happens.
It never happens. And the media is never wrong, and the CNBC is never wrong either.
No, I think they already sold out all of the snow removal equipment that was inventoried, so they have no need to get everybody worked up over the prospects of bad weather now.
You got to write a conspiracy book or something, Chief, because you got it bad.
You mean businesses actually work that way?
Yeah. Mm. All right, sir. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Joe Patton from Patton Honey Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe is on with Michelle on Tuesdays and Some Things About Money, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Dozens of Jordanian fighter jets bombed training centers and weapons sites today in Syria and Iraq. AP correspondent Karen Loeb reports Jordan's King Abdullah is vowing to hit back at Islamic militants.
The king says that this is a war about values and that Jordan will hit hard at the very center of the strongholds of the militants.
Meanwhile, President Obama will ask Congress for the authority to use military force in Iraq and Syria, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
And we're going to continue to work to make sure that this wide variety of efforts is carefully integrated.
Officials say the U.S. has moved search and rescue aircraft closer to battlefields in Syria and Iraq to put them in a better position to respond to the downing of a U.S. or allied aircraft. The move is intended to bolster the confidence of American pilots that they won't suffer the fate of the downed Jordanian fighter captured by ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com.
Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
NBC News isn't saying whether anchor Brian Williams will be facing disciplinary action after it was revealed he falsely claimed he had been in a helicopter that was hit by a grenade during the Iraq War. Stars and Stripes senior managing editor Robert Reed says Brian Williams' reputation has taken a hit.
I don't think it's any secret that social media has been full of calls for his resignation. I can't necessarily say that that's an opinion that's shared by, you know, a disproportionately high number of soldiers, but there's a lot of disappointment about loss of credibility.
New Yorker Ben Katzman says it's surprising to learn that Williams fabricated a story.
To make something like that up in a situation where there's war, if he's already over there, I don't know, that's brave enough.
Williams apologized and said it wasn't intentional. Senate Democrats have blocked action for a third time on legislation to fund the Homeland Security Department and overturn President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Homeland Security funding is set to lapse on February 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Health officials say five children under the age of one who attended the same suburban Chicago daycare have been diagnosed with measles. Cook County's health officer, Dr. Terry Mason, says it's not surprising.
Remember, we're talking about a very highly contagious disease, one that it's already present in 14 states around the United States, one that is particularly threatening for those people who have not been vaccinated.
Officials say it is not clear if the cases are linked to the outbreak that started at Disneyland or to another one in Chicago confirmed last month. Civil liberties lawyers are urging a New York judge to reverse the Staten Island District Attorney's attempt to keep secret the grand jury testimony concerning the videotaped police chokehold death of an unarmed black man. The head of the New York Civil Liberties Union argued that the case needs transparency. Cybersecurity experts say the hacking against a health insurance database could be a sign hackers have shifted their focus away from retailers. The nation's second largest insurer, Anthem, says the information of 80 million people has been breached. An Army veteran has been charged with threatening to shoot his wife and other people at the U.S. Capitol. 33-year-old Michael Bogoslavsky told investigators he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was arrested Monday after authorities say he told his wife over the phone and via text that he planned to shoot her and other people who got in his way. His wife is a Senate staffer and was working on Capitol Hill at the time. Authorities seized guns from his house in Cheverly, Maryland. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio. News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's 9:38, time for Chamber Radio weather. We're 13 degrees in Flemington. It's clear skies, 6 mile-an-hour winds. Today is February 6th, 2015. It's Friday. Sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 28. Winds west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, a low of 17. Winds light and variable. And cloudy tomorrow with a high of 39. Winds light and variable as well. Sunday, cloudy skies and a high of 45. And then the forecast for Sunday night into Monday has changed significantly and for the better. Rain showers in the morning become in the evening becoming a steady light rain overnight, a low of 32. That's right at freezing, so we got to be careful with that. If it gets a little lower, we could have some freezing precipitation. On Monday, cloudy with light rain, changing to wintry mix in the afternoon, a high of 36. Chance of precipitation 80%. Partly cloudy skies and 38 on Tuesday, and partly cloudy skies in the morning on Wednesday with a high of 33. Temperatures in our area: 16 in Reddington, 15 in Highbridge, 16 in Phillipsburg, 16 in Frenchtown, 12 in Franklin, 17 in Ringo's, 14 in Lambertville.
Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
All right, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports scores and counter for five regional high schools. We start off with Delvale. They faced Pingree in girls basketball yesterday and lost to them 49-41. But the boys basketball team against Bernards won. They were victorious 53-40. Hunterdon Central had boys fencing and lost 21-6 against West Windsor Plainsboro North, but the girls returned the favor with a 16-11 win. Against Ridge and girls basketball, Ridge is victorious 50-38. Moving on to North Hunterdon, a 39-38 victory for Montgomery in girls basketball, a squeaker right at the buzzer. And 65-51, Montgomery wins in boys basketball, so Montgomery sweeps. South Hunterdon in girls basketball ball defeats Manville 38-24 and handily beating Manville in boys basketball 54-28. Voorhees boys basketball, Warren Hills takes it 44-26, but the girls return the favor 67-55, a split there. Here's the calendar for the next couple of days. In Hackettstown, Delaware Valley will be at the 100 Warren Sussex Tournament starting at 6 p.m. 100 Central will be at Phillipsburg at 7. The Boundbrook Delaware Valley basketball game changed to the 25th. North Warren Regional will be at Voorhees at 6 p.m. for the 100 Warren Sussex basketball tournament. Fencing match today at 6 was canceled between Voorhees and Hackettstown. Ice hockey face-off at 3:15. 100 Central will be at Hillsborough at Protect Ponds Ice Rink. Swimming today at 3:15 as well, Raritan Valley Community College. Voorhees is the host, Rutgers Prep is the visitor. Starts 3:15, both boys and girls. 6 p.m., they grapple on the mat. North Huntington's at Boundbrook. And Notre Dame is at Delaware Valley, both 6 p.m. Tomorrow, more of the 100 Warren Sussex Tournament. 100 Central's at High Point Regional at 3 p.m. That's going to be quite a travel up there. It's going to be about 2 hours. Newton's going to Newton. Voorhees is going to Newton at 5. And Belvedere is traveling to South Huntington at 7. Pope John the 23rd is hosting Delaware Valley at 2 p.m. South Huntington's at Lenape Valley for girls, 3:30. And Sparta is going to be at Central at 5 for girls basketball. The North Warren Regional Voorhees basketball match was changed to today instead of tomorrow. Fencing tournament tomorrow, 8 a.m. Voorhees is going to be hosting the freshman sophomore tournament for the Skyland Conference. Ice hockey face-off at 7:30 at Aspen Ice. Pequannock travels to Huntington Central. Winter track NJSIAA sectional meet. Voorhees is going to be at the Bennett Center. Starts at 3:30. Wrestling tomorrow at 9 a.m. Voorhees is at Central for an inter-county matchup with the duels, the five duels. Bridgewater Raritan will be there. Perth Amboy will be there. Woodbridge will be there. Raritan will be there. And Voorhees will be there. And Delaware Valley will be at Voorhees. We'll face Voorhees. Delaware Valley will be there as well. Wow, everybody's going to be over at Central for the duels at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. Nothing scheduled for Sunday. On Monday, it's going to be hit or miss whether the weather's going to affect these or not, but fortunately there's not much scheduled. Gil St. Bernard's is at Voorhees at 5:30 for fencing, boys and girls. Wrestling match, the NJSIAA sectional matches are taking place. Looks like 6 p.m. at this point. Don't have a place. And on Tuesday, basketball, 4 p.m. South Huntington Regionals at Pingree. North Huntington travels to Phillipsburg at 7. Somerville hosts Voorhees at 7. Del Valle hosts Warren Hills. Watchung Hills is at the Central at 7. Warren Hills is at Delaware Valley. Ridge is at North Huntington for girls at 7 o'clock. Voorhees hosts Somerville. Central's at Watchung Hills. Delaware Valley's at Warren Hills. Bernard's is at South Huntington Regional. Those are all girls, and they all start at 7. And the bowling match between South Huntington and Huntington Central has been canceled. The bowling match between South Huntington and Huntington Central, well, it says it's on, so I'm very confused. One's canceled, one's on. So right now I'm saying it's on, unless I hear further. Swimming at 2:30, Huntington Central will be at Hillsborough YMCA. The Winter Track Invitational is rescheduled to the 11th. But the girls winter track at Fairleigh Dickinson and Hackensack is on. That is Huntington Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Counter for 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. We're going to take a break. Do a station ID. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington.
Yeah. Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you can also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
It is 8:50. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I heard some report about some kids that went out and started to shovel snow and they were stopped because they didn't have a permit. I don't know where we lost our way, but that was something that kids did when you went out and you found neighbors that needed their sidewalks shoveled, their driveways shoveled. It was a way for you to make a little pocket money. It was a way to help some elderly folks who didn't need to, want to, or for health reasons shouldn't have shovel their walks or their driveways. where did we get into the right for politics to get in the middle of this? Well, apparently Mike Daugherty has weighed in on this. Let kids solicit snow shoveling jobs without fear, said Senator Daugherty. Reported by Terry Wright on the 5th, it says kids could offer to shovel snow for pay without fear of arrest if a bill by State Senator Mike Daugherty becomes law. His legislation would block municipal ordinances from preventing young people from offering shoveling services within 24 hours of an expected snowstorm. Does the health department, I'm going to deviate from, does the health department come to shut down lemonade stands? I mean, where did, this is like, it's the iconic, stereotypical, this is what you did. And we keep complaining that kids aren't buying into the way things used to be, and yet, here's an opportunity for them to do exactly that, and municipalities are shutting down snow shoveling operations? Really? The legislation was drafted in response to reports about a pair of Bridgewater High School seniors who were stopped by Bound Brook police and told they could not go door-to-door without a permit in hand to hand out flyers. They were out on January 26th soliciting snow shoveling work for a storm coming the next morning. That teenager is looking to make a few bucks shoveling driveways can be at risk of a breaking the law as a sign of how overbearing government has become, said Daugherty. Instead of learning the value of entrepreneurship and hard work, today's kids are being taught that the effort isn't worth it. Daugherty's district covers parts of Hunter and Warren and Somerset counties, including Bound Brook and Bridgewater. His bill states that no ordinance regulating solicitation for services shall be applicable to solicitations, whether written or oral, for snow shoveling services made within 24 hours of a snowstorm that has been predicted by a commonly recognized commercial or governmental weather reporting entity. Listen closely as my head is about to hit the table. We actually have to propose an ordinance. We have to propose a law. This is insane. Daugherty said that all manner of childhood activities that once served as children's first exposure to entrepreneurship are under attack. I guess snow shoveling has joined lemonade stands as the new target of bureaucrats in the war against teaching kids the value of work, he said. We shouldn't let government criminalize harmless childhood activities that were once rites of passage for tens of millions of American kids. Not too long before this, we had the issue with the kid sleigh riding, and we had to decide whether they should or shouldn't be sleigh riding in a certain area. If you want to get back to the old days, you got to somehow perform an act governmentally in the old days. That's just ridiculous. Man, unbelievable. All right, Rick Epstein reports that 14 actors are sought in a Flemington for an original play. Perhaps they'll close this down too, because we need an actor's guild or something. Rick Epstein reports on the 5th that Cara DeJesus is looking for 5 women and 9 men to be in her play entitled A Dollar. It's a working title that stuck. Auditions will be held at Flemington DIY at 90 Main Street, the borough-owned art space, on Sunday, February 8th at 6 p.m. Cash should be in the roughly 18 to 30 age range, says DeJesus, who is 24 years old. She lives in White House Station and is a 2008 graduate of Hunter and Central High School. In 45-minute one-act play's theme is karma. That you put out, you get back, she explains. The play follows the movements of a dollar bill in New York City. As a director, she says she is very collaborative, not a dictator, believing that director is part of a group effort. She said rehearsal schedules will be flexible to accommodate busy people. That is possibly because there is a small number of people in each vignette. This will be her third time directing a show. In 2010 and 11, she rented the performance rights to You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and Woody Allen's Play Against Sam. She staged them at Hunter Central High School's Little Theater, and that is where $1 will be staged sometime in May. To audition, you can just show up at 90 Main, but for more information, send an email to kmdjesus@gmail.com. So there you go. Is that on your bucket list to perhaps work in a small play, a small